Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining from the American Red Cross is Kelly Reamer. How are you today, Kelly?
Doing well, Kevin. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, glad to have you on to talk about the big blood drive. It's coming up tomorrow, and we want to get as many people onto this as we can.
We do, as everyone is very excited, I'm sure. The nice weather and Memorial Day in the near future, and with that comes more travel, blood product needs increase. We really would love people to come out and just help us stock those shelves, because it is the blood on the shelves that help save lives. We want to be prepared, not to, you know, but a person in an accident may need as many as 100 units of blood.
Wow.
And that, you know, we're pretty close to attaining, you know, we do have a lot of donors come out, to the Tawas drive, but it just puts it in perspective how many units we need to be collecting every day to make sure we have what we need for our patients.
Boy, no doubt. And it only gets, you know, the demand only increases, the further we get into the summer months too.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we love going north and, you know, being in the nice weather, so the increased travel, people vacationing. Sometimes blood collection does take a back seat, and, you know, we just want to make people aware that we need it every day.
Boy, for sure. And that includes coming out tomorrow. The blood drive taking place, as always, at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Newman Street in East House tomorrow from 11 to 4:45. Now, tell us what people can do to prepare and what they can expect when they come out tomorrow, Kelly.
Yes, donors may access our website at redcrossblood.org to make an appointment. You may also, through that website, access our Rapid Pass that gives you the ability to get part of your donation process done before you even walk in the door. Granted, you have to do it tomorrow before you come into the blood drive. You can do that through your smartphone or desktop or laptop computer, and it cuts off about 10 or 15 minutes from your total donation.
Boy, and that's a big amount of time if you're doing this on your lunch hour or, you know, just before you head home, since it's going on till 4:45. But once you're there, it takes it could take up to an hour, but it goes by pretty quick.
It does. And as a thank you to all our donors, our annual promotion, we want to give a shout out to the Red Hawk Golf Club.
Oh.
Every donor that is coming in will receive a certificate for one free 18-hole round of golf, and that is subject to a $30 riding cart fee. But I know as we get into the prime time season, that is a significant savings. So anybody that golfs, or if you come in, you know someone that golfs, you will be receiving that certificate through coming in to donate tomorrow.
Boy, no doubt. And of course, always some treats afterwards. And I think, you know, usually the Knights of Columbus do a drawing also. So I'm going to should think that they'll be doing that tomorrow also.
They are.
Yeah.
Give a shout out to the Knights. They do a fantastic job lining up some wonderful incentives from some local partners in the area. And we've all got goodies from Walmart, Neiman's. We all love those donuts. So we definitely, the Knights, they know how to take care of the donors. They do a great job. We so appreciate them and everyone in the community coming together. It's a great event.
It really is. Tomorrow, 11 a.m. till 4:45 at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Newman Street in East Tawas. And again, Kelly, if they want to make a reservation, again, how do they go about doing that?
They may call. They can do 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit us online at redcrossblood.org.
Very good. Kelly Reamer from the American Red Cross. Always a pleasure, Kelly, and hopefully we get a lot of people out to meet that quota tomorrow.
Yes, we're looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to seeing some familiar faces tomorrow.